Navigating the Challenges of Nursing Home Care, a comprehensive guide for families. As our loved ones age, we often face the difficult decision of placing them in a nursing home. We expect these facilities to provide the highest quality of care, ensuring our family members remain healthy, happy, and safe. However, the reality can sometimes fall short of our expectations, leaving us feeling frustrated, concerned, and even helpless. This comprehensive guide aims to empower you with the knowledge and tools necessary to navigate the challenges of nursing home care, advocate for your loved ones' rights, and ensure they receive the care they deserve. Discover Health Advocacy, specializing in health management, stands as a beacon of support and guidance through these trying times, ensuring your loved ones receive the highest standard of care and advocacy they deserve. Understanding quality of care expectations. When placing a loved one in a nursing home, it's essential to understand what quality care entails. Nursing homes are expected to provide a safe, clean environment, nutritious meals, and personalized care that meets each resident's unique needs. This includes assistance with daily activities, such as bathing, dressing, and mobility, proper medication management and administration, regular assessments and monitoring of health conditions, timely medical attention when needed, engaging social and recreational activities, emotional and psychological support. However, many nursing homes struggle to meet these basic standards due to various factors, including understaffing, inadequate training, and lack of resources. Understaffing is a pervasive issue in nursing homes. With more than 90% of facilities currently operating with insufficient staff, this leads to a myriad of problems, as overworked and stressed employees are more likely to make mistakes, neglect residents' needs, or even commit abusive acts out of frustration. Studies have shown that residents in understaffed nursing homes are at a greater risk of malnutrition and weight loss, dehydration, bedsores, infections, pneumonia. The consequences of understaffing can be severe, as evidenced by the tragic stories shared in the Human Rights Watch report on nursing home care during the COVID-19 pandemic. One daughter recounted how her mother, who had dementia, lost a significant amount of weight and developed a large infected bedsore after the daughter was no longer allowed to visit and assist with her care due to pandemic restrictions. Sadly, her mother passed away shortly after being admitted to the hospital, with sepsis from the bedsore and dehydration listed as contributing factors. Recognizing signs of neglect or abuse. Knowing the signs of neglect or abuse is crucial for families with loved ones in nursing homes. Some red flags to watch out for include unexplained injuries, such as bruises, cuts, or broken bones, sudden weight loss or signs of malnutrition, dehydration, bedsores or pressure ulcers, poor hygiene, including soiled clothing or linens, changes in mood or behavior, such as withdrawal, fear, or agitation, overmedication, or signs of chemical restraint. If you suspect your loved one is being neglected or abused, it's essential to take action immediately. Document your concerns, including dates, times, and specific incidents, and report them to the nursing home administration, local authorities, and the appropriate state agencies. Regular communication with your loved one and the nursing home staff is key to identifying potential issues early on. Make frequent visits, ask questions, and express any concerns you may have. If you're unable to visit in person, schedule regular video or phone calls to stay connected and informed. Legal rights and advocacy. As a nursing home resident, your loved one has specific rights protected by federal and state laws. These include the right to be treated with dignity and respect, be free from abuse, neglect, and discrimination, receive adequate medical care, participate in their own care planning, voice grievances without fear of retaliation, privacy and confidentiality, manage their own finances, communicate freely with family, friends, and healthcare providers. If you believe your loved one's rights are being violated, there are several steps you can take to advocate on their behalf. Discuss your concerns with the nursing home staff and administration. Often, open communication can resolve issues quickly. If the problem persists, file a formal complaint with the nursing home's grievance process. Contact your local long-term care ombudsman for assistance. Ombudsmen are trained advocates who work to resolve issues between residents and nursing homes. Report any instances of abuse, neglect, or exploitation to your state's Adult Protective Services Agency and the state survey agency responsible for licensing and certifying nursing homes. Consider hiring an elder law attorney who specializes in nursing home cases to help you navigate the legal system and protect your loved one's rights. In cases where nursing homes fail to address concerns or violations are severe, families may need to pursue legal action, it's important to note that some states have enacted laws shielding nursing homes from liability during the COVID-19 pandemic, making it more challenging to hold facilities accountable for substandard care. However, an experienced elder law attorney can help you understand your options and fight for the justice your loved one deserves. Choosing the right nursing home. Selecting the right nursing home for your loved one is a critical decision that requires careful research and consideration. When evaluating potential facilities, take the time to visit each nursing home in person, preferably unannounced, to get a true sense of the environment and care provided. Observe staff interactions with residents, looking for signs of respect, compassion, and attentiveness. Ask about staff-to-resident ratios, staff training and qualifications, and employee turnover rates. Inquire about the facility's policies on family involvement, communication, and care planning. Review the nursing home's most recent state inspection reports and quality ratings on Medicare's Nursing Home Compare website. Talk to current residents and their families about their experiences and satisfaction with the facility. It's also essential to consider your loved one's specific needs and preferences when choosing a nursing home. Some factors to keep in mind include location and proximity to family and friends, specialized care services, such as dementia or rehabilitation programs, cultural or linguistic preferences, religious or spiritual needs, social and recreational activities. If you're unsure whether a nursing home is the best option for your loved one, explore alternative care arrangements, such as in-home care, adult daycare, or assisted living facilities. Consult with your loved one's healthcare providers and a geriatric care manager to determine the most appropriate level of care. Supporting your parent through the transition. Moving into a nursing home can be a challenging and emotional experience for both the resident and their family. To help your parent adjust to their new environment and maintain their quality of life, consider the following. Visit frequently and stay involved in their care. Attend care planning meetings, get to know the staff, and advocate for your parents' needs and preferences. Encourage open communication and listen to your parents' concerns and feelings. Validate their emotions and provide reassurance and support. Help personalize their living space with familiar items, such as photos, mementos, and favorite blankets or pillows. Promote social engagement by encouraging participation in activities, arranging visits with friends and family, and volunteering to assist with events or outings. Monitor your parents' physical and emotional well-being closely. Watch for signs of depression, anxiety, or cognitive decline, and report any changes to the nursing home staff and healthcare providers. Remember, your presence and involvement can make a significant difference in your parents' adjustment and overall quality of life in the nursing home. Navigating financial challenges. The cost of nursing home care can be substantial, with the median annual cost for a private room in a nursing home exceeding $105,000 in 2020. For many families, this financial burden can be overwhelming. To help manage the costs of care, consider the following options. Long-term care insurance. If your parent has a long-term care insurance policy, review the coverage and benefits to understand what services are covered and how to file claims. Medicare. While Medicare does not cover long-term custodial care, it may cover short-term stays in a skilled nursing facility following a hospital stay. Medicaid. For those with limited income and assets, Medicaid may help cover the cost of nursing home care. Eligibility requirements vary by state, so contact your local Medicaid office for more information. Veterans benefits. If your parent is a veteran, they may be eligible for long-term care benefits through the Department of Veterans Affairs. Reverse mortgages. If your parent owns a home, a reverse mortgage can provide funds to help pay for nursing home care while allowing them to retain ownership of the property. It's important to plan ahead and explore financial options early, to ensure your parents' care needs can be met without causing undue stress or hardship for the family. Coping with emotional challenges. Navigating the challenges of nursing home care can take a heavy emotional toll on family members. It's common to experience feelings of guilt, sadness, anger, and frustration as you witness your loved one's decline and struggle to ensure they receive the care they deserve. To cope with these emotional challenges, it's essential to acknowledge and validate your feelings. It's normal to experience a range of emotions, and it's important to give yourself permission to feel them. Seek support from family, friends, or a professional counselor. Talking about your experiences and emotions can help you process them and find comfort and guidance. Join a caregiver support group either in person or online. Connecting with others who are going through similar experiences can provide a sense of community and help you feel less alone. Practice self-care by taking time for activities you enjoy, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and setting boundaries when needed. Focus on the positive aspects of your relationship with your loved one and cherish the moments you have together. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish. It's necessary to maintain your own well-being and to be the best advocate for your loved one. Advance care planning and legal documents. Ensuring your loved one's wishes are respected in their care is a crucial aspect of advocating for their rights and well-being. Advance care planning involves discussing and documenting your loved one's preferences for medical treatment, end-of-life care, and other important decisions before a crisis occurs. Key documents to consider include advance directives. These legal documents, such as a living will and healthcare power of attorney, specify your loved one's wishes for medical treatment and designate a trusted individual to make healthcare decisions on their behalf if they become incapacitated. Financial power of attorney. This document allows your loved one to appoint someone to manage their financial affairs if they become unable to do so themselves. Will and trust. These estate planning tools ensure your loved one's assets are distributed according to their wishes and can help minimize family conflicts and legal challenges. It's important to have open and honest conversations with your loved one about their values, beliefs, and preferences for care, and to document these wishes in writing. Consult with an elder law attorney to ensure the necessary legal documents are properly prepared and executed. Self-care for family advocates. Advocating for a loved one in a nursing home can be a demanding and emotionally draining role. It's essential to prioritize your own self-care to prevent burnout and maintain your capacity to provide effective support. Some self-care strategies to consider include setting realistic expectations and boundaries for your involvement in your loved one's care, delegating tasks and responsibilities to other family members or trusted professionals when possible, engaging in activities that bring you joy, relaxation, and stress relief, such as exercise, hobbies, or spending time in nature. Maintaining social connections and seeking support from friends, family, or support groups. Practicing mindfulness, meditation, or other stress reduction techniques. Seeking professional help, such as therapy or counseling, if you're struggling to cope with the emotional challenges of caregiving. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of yourself is not a luxury, it's a necessity to ensure you can continue to be the best advocate for your loved one. Empowerment and support. As you navigate the challenges of nursing home care, it's important to remember that you are not alone. There are resources and support systems available to help you advocate for your loved one's rights and well-being. In addition to the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program and Adult Protective Services mentioned earlier, consider reaching out to Aging and Disability Resource Centers, ADRCs. These state and local agencies provide information, assistance, and referrals for long-term care services and supports. Area Agencies on Aging, AAAs. These nonprofit organizations offer a range of services and supports for older adults and their caregivers, including information and referral, case management, and caregiver support programs. National Consumer Voice for Quality Long-Term Care. This advocacy organization works to protect the rights and well-being of long-term care residents and provides resources and support for families. Elder law attorneys. These legal professionals specialize in issues affecting older adults, including long-term care, guardianship, and estate planning. Remember, knowledge is power. By staying informed, assertive, and proactive in your advocacy efforts, you can make a significant difference in your loved one's quality of life and ensure they receive the care and respect they deserve. Conclusion. Navigating the challenges of nursing home care can be a daunting and emotional journey for families. However, by understanding your rights, advocating effectively, and accessing available resources and support systems, you can help ensure your loved one receives the highest quality of care possible. Remember, your presence, involvement, and unwavering commitment to your loved one's well-being are invaluable. Trust your instincts, voice your concerns, and never hesitate to seek help when needed. Together, we can work towards a future where all nursing home residents are treated with the dignity, respect, and compassion they deserve.